Okay, next up, item 14, discussion and possible. Can we move on? Thanks. Discussion and possible action of resolution 14-397 of the Story County Board of County Commissioners to place an advisory question on the ballot at the 2014 general election regarding a revision to the boundary between Story County and Washoe County in the area commonly known as Sunny Hills. Mr. Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Robert Morse for the record. I've prepared a resolution for the board to comply with the basic intent of the legislation that was passed by the legislature last session, which would deal with a revision of the boundary between Washoe and Story County. I would propose, if the board is going to go ahead and adopt this, that you make two slight changes to the language. I had made this originally and have become more knowledgeable about what's going on. I don't think it changes the intent or any real operative parts of the ordinance. But if you look down halfway in the first page, it says the explanation of the question. The second sentence says the property is part of the Sunny Hills development. And my understanding is that it would be better to say the property is part of what is known as Sunny Hills, period. The next sentence after that says the Sunny Hill property lies in both Washoe and Story County. And I would ask that a period in the language "and is in the process of being developed" be strict. And the reason I'm doing that is just to have a general name for the property as Sunny Hills rather than talk about whether it's being developed or not. So if the board is interested in doing that, I've given the change to Clerk Treasurer, and she can have that available for the board to sign if you want to go ahead and approve the resolution today. And if there's any questions about the process, there was one other thing that I was going to bring up. There was a question as to whether the board could withdraw the question. And there is a section, NRS 293.481, in sub 4, the board can withdraw the question up until the time, which is the third Monday in July, which the board has to adopt the ballot question by. So that gives the board an opportunity, as it is an advisory question to the board, if the board decides that they don't want to have that question on the ballot, you do have up until that date to decide to remove it from the ballot. Otherwise, if you do approve it, it would go forward. The clerk treasurer is responsible for setting up committees to write arguments pro and against the issue, the advisory question. She could probably talk about it some more if she'd like.
I do have ready to go in the paper, if you guys adopt this, a notice saying that we're advertising for these committees. They can come to my office and get a form to fill out and go on a list. They can be for or against, and then we'll come back before you at a later date to actually appoint these committees. And we'll start having the arguments written.
Our counsel for the developer, are you aware of the changes proposed by Mr. Morgan?
Amen.
Happy with that?
Sure. Yep. Come on up.
Hello, for the record, Garrett Gordon. I've been Land Use Counsel for Sunny Hills for a number of years. First, I just want to thank the board members and many of the public who have come to our neighborhood meetings. I think they have all been very well attended. We've done our best to be as open and transparent and provide as much information as we possibly can, probably err on the side of too much information, but that's certainly our plan. My initial reaction today was going to request a continuance, given since our last meeting, we've really, and we being the Sunny Hills Development Group, are intending to make some major revisions to the plan. We've heard from the neighbors, heard from many of your constituents that they don't like the plan as currently written. And I'm hopeful at our next neighborhood meeting that we will get some very favorable response given some major changes we're planning on making in response to some concerns. But that said, in hearing that there is the opportunity to withdraw the question in July, that to me makes me hear I have a couple weeks, if not a couple months, to roll up our sleeves and continue working with the residents and hopefully getting more of a consensus in support of what we're trying to do. So I'm okay with the language and would certainly fill out the form and like to be on the pro, hopefully not the only one on the pro, but if there's an open seat on the pro, I would love to have that seat. But thank you again for all your guys' involvement, and I just chatted with Nicole and shared our plans with her, and we're going to try to have our next meeting in Lockwood. That was one of the concerns at the last meeting, is make sure we're bouncing around the county, not just doing everything up in the Highlands. So we'll keep plugging forward, and once I get these, and I would consider the major revisions, get them to staff, all of you to take a look at, because we're really doing our best to make a compromise and get something done here. So thank you for the time, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Mr. Chairman, may I chime in?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to, before Mr. Garrett leaves, I want to commend him. Several months ago, we said take it to the people, because we're not going to get caught up in the pluses and minuses of this, and you guys have done everything you said you would do as far as scheduling those meetings and making them happen truly independent of the county process at this point. So I commend your team for that. The other thing I want the record to clearly reflect is Mr. Morris has crafted this resolution strictly to deal with the parcels that are known as Sunny Hills that are situated and identified on the map in the legal description. And this is totally independent of any ongoing dialogues and actions on the boundary line adjustment, the other boundary line adjustment that was in that legislative bill as well, in an area that's currently owned by Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. So those discussions are ongoing as this commission has directed staff and as the Washoe County Commission has directed staff as well. So this is completely independent.
Good.
Okay. So Mr. Morris, as I understand, if we adopt this today, that the board will be able to do the final consideration in July as to whether it becomes a ballot question or not. Is that right?
I think if you adopt it today, it would be on the ballot as a question. I think if you come back, you could withdraw the question.
As a continuance? Is that what? We would continue the issue?
I think there's a little problem of timing of getting these committees together and getting the arguments written before. All that has to be done before the third Monday in July. So the clerk is responsible for presenting you the people that you have to choose to be on these committees. The committees need time to actually write these arguments. And so my suggestion is that if you want to go ahead and do this, that you approve the resolution today. You do have the option not to approve it today. You do have the right to continue it if you want. But I think if you continue it, you sort of impinge on the treasurer clerk to get this done in the right amount of time.
And Commissioner Gimlin, if I could give you an analogy that I think you would appreciate in the real estate business, I look at this as the right to rescind. You know, you're going to basically get the ball in motion, but this commission has until that date identified in July to go ahead and rescind that decision if necessary. In the meantime, the pro and con groups and the arguments can begin to take shape for the ballot, assuming it goes through.
I really support that concept. I am hopeful that the neighborhoods will take a hard look at their options and their opportunities. I've attended all of the meetings, and I feel like you folks have been very forthright in your development. And so that may or may not sell with the community at large. but it appears to me that the development in Washoe County will go forward with or without this property. And this property is removed from the boundary lines of the Highlands. And so the actual Washoe County property that would be developed without any input from Story County whatsoever will move forward. And I think that there's a wonderful opportunity for the county and for the Highlands to carefully look at what they're walking away from if they have an up-down yes-no vote. And if this county comes together in a no vote, then the development moves forward, and literally the folks in the Highlands really will have no input whatsoever on what happens on that property or with their neighborhood. So I just, I hope everyone will take the time between now and then to truly vet the process and see what they're willing to give up or be involved in or not be involved in. And it's a serious issue. So I don't believe we've visited with it enough yet. That's my personal opinion. I am committed to supporting our county and our voters in what their wishes are. And certainly I'm committed to that. And I will follow their lead. But I would hope that they would have more latitude than an up-down no vote today without really understanding what you're offering. And I think your offering has been generous. And I've heard you offer all types of consideration to make it move forward. So I thank you for your efforts.
And I just wanted to raise one more point to make sure that it's very clear to people that putting this on the ballot is as an advisory question. And so that means the result of the voting on this question doesn't place any legal requirements on the board itself. What it is that it's advice that you can use in your decision making. So it's just clear to people that they don't vote up or down on the question itself, or they what they're doing is voting up and down to give advice to the board.
I understand the difference clearly,
okay.
But at least from my chair on the board, I want to support the will of the folks that put us in the seat. So I'm going to listen carefully to what the vote is, but I also want them to listen carefully on the opportunity they have here and choose wisely.
Mr. Shevagin, you're kind of the forefront of this ballot question. So, are you good with that?
I'm good with it. I don't know if there's any comments from the audience at this point.
Sure, Ms. Bart.
Don't run off, Garrett. I need to speak to you privately.
Ms. Bart.
As soon as we finish this item.
Okay, you can be next. Sure.
Why is she here?
Just a couple of questions. The resolution as written has three pages of legal description on the boundary changes for both pieces, both the Tri piece as well as the Sunny Hill Rancho piece, right? I mean, as I read it. In the actual legislation, are the two boundary changes separated in that description? Because it reads like one thing. My untrained eyes reads it as if it does get passed, then the entire boundary on both ends gets changed. So not so?
100%
so. Okay. So there's a description for one and there's a description for
the other. Hold on one second. Bob, would you come back up here, because he can answer these questions, but we can't have discussion
sorry.
Going
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
From the
sorry,
audience.
Sorry.
The
let
podium.
Me wrote it. Sorry,
the bill that was passed by the legislature broke it into two sections. If you look in NRS, there's actually four. What they do is they give you an option of doing one or the other, both or neither. So there are actually four different possibilities in NRS. What this would do would give the board advice on whether to do the one change.
And technically, I might add, there actually is a fifth and a sixth, and that is no action and no action. You know, both commissions have to pass or deny this,
right,
or no vote. So,
correct.
And that was actually things that we worked collaboratively with Mr. Gordon during the legislative session to make sure they were independent and not connected in any way.
Correct.
Okay, and again, my question is aimed at, you know, making sure that all of it doesn't get changed if that bill gets passed. So if it's segmented that way, that's a good thing. The second question I have is, if the resolution that we have, that we pass here today is passed, is it passed as written? Meaning it's got the property description in it and all of that. Because if what Garrett is offering as an alternative to what's in here, in fact, is a more palatable option for the residents, and the residents would go more for that than this, then how are we locked into the boundary description that's in here? He's offering another option, which I only glanced at, but may be more viable. So if this gets passed, if he presents a second option to the rest of the communities and the communities say, yeah, yeah, we want it, do you have to come back in here with this?
Any thing that Garrett may have discussed with Ms. Bard at this point is not on the agenda, is not allowed.
Right.
I understand that. My question then is, if there is another option that the developer comes up with that changes materially the boundaries of this resolution, does it then change?
When you say the boundaries, are you talking about the physical boundaries of the real estate? No, that is set by the legislature what those boundaries are going to be. That's in the legislation.
Got it. If
now, whatever conditions he wants to make, he can make whatever conditions he wants to in order to woo over the residents to vote in favor of this.
Okay.
But he's not going to change the boundary lines.
And I would ask Mr. Morris to ask the developer if that is true, based on what he showed you.
I think the board, if they adopt this resolution, is limited to the change that's in the document. If they want to propose something different and come to the board, that's up to them. The legislature is the one that set the boundaries, and so my feeling is that they might have the responsibility for changing it if there is going to be a change.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and it might pose big problems later if what I'm just bringing it up as a possibility. So if what I'm hearing is that there may be another option out there that may be more palatable for the county, then we may want to consider postponing this at least until the next meeting so that that other option could be explored.
Well, the thing is that this is just to get the ball rolling so that the clerk can go ahead and form committees to write the questions. We don't have to go through with this. We have a deadline in July. If we don't want to go with a vote, we can back off. Whatever conditions the developer wants to make with the residents in order to make it more palatable is up to them.
So is that your question, Nicole? Is that can this document be withdrawn by this board by July? And I believe that's the case.
Yes, but it's more than withdrawn. If my understanding of the alternate proposal is accurate, it is a complete redrawing of the boundary, different than what's in here.
Well,
or different than
that
what's
would be
in
a separate
here.
Issue. Right now, okay. The issue we're looking at is,
all right,
we've asked this board to implement with staff putting a ballot question together so that everyone can interpret whether they want a ballot question or not, and we have until July to withdraw it. If I'm understanding your question, if the developer poses alternatives, then those alternatives, perhaps we have to go back to the legislature, or perhaps there are other, but
correct,
it won't have anything to do with this document, I believe. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that's how I'm interpreting it. Yes?
But it would, if it would change what the terms and conditions of the swap would be, wouldn't it? Fine, I will leave it to the attorneys. I'm simply saying
we can't sit here and discuss hypothetical situations at this point.
So we're not locked into this.
We need to
have the right to withdraw.
Right. Okay. We need to get this approved today so that we can get these committees together so we can get the questions done and we're ready to go with it as it is. If there's any changes to be made later on, that's just the way it happens. That's the way the ships fall.
So if the community wants the ballot question, then we need to start now to get that ready.
Got to get going.
But we have the opportunity to withdraw if the community decides that they want that to happen.
Both sides of the question need to be able to prepare their arguments. You know, Garrett needs to work on his side of it, and we need to work on our side.
Okay. Anyone else would like to speak on this? Mr. Beach, come on down.
Thank you,
Mr.
Chair.
Yeah, that's 2:47.
Yeah, I'm already burning up my time, haven't I?
We've got 15 seconds.
No, he's got
it. I'm understanding that everybody in the county that's registered to vote gets to vote on this?
They all have the opportunity to vote, yes.
Yeah, okay. And my understanding was that the legislature passed that along with some other things. But, in fact, this can go on the ballot. The people can vote it no, 99%, and you folks can go ahead and do it.
That's right.
That's what I want to say.
You're right.
Yep.
Anyone else? Okay. So, looking for a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 14397 regarding a boundary line adjustment between Story County and Washoe County.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved to second to approve Resolution 14-397. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. On to item 15, discussion of possible action. This is the approval of payroll checks.